That's a great story. I want to just go ahead and try to get right to the point. I'm going to need some helpers this morning, if you're willing to help. I'm doing a little kind of setting the scene. There's no speaking parts, but I need some physical presence of people. Anybody want to come up and help me? Anybody? I need six, basically. Who's going to come up? Here we go. First one gets to be Jesus. So I'm sure God had a role in this. Come on. Come on. Now, Jesus is up on the mountaintop, so climb the mountain and turn around. And all right, you get there. Now, I need Elijah. Elijah, come on up. The greatest prophet in the Hebrew traditions, of course. Elijah. We need Moses, the lawgiver. We're going. You, I think he had hair. He just, I don't know. This Moses. And she is a lawgiver, right? So that's appropriate, right? And then, right, we have Peter, right, who just blurted something out, if you noticed.
Just call me Pete.
Just call him Pete. We'll call you the Rock. And we have James and John. So Peter, you go right here. You ain't going up on the mountain. Who do you think you are? And James and John are going to be over here. They're brothers. So, yeah. So this is the scene. This is the scene. They're up on the mountaintop. Now, let's see. You do have to act a little bit. You don't have to say anything. But Jesus is glowing like the sun times affinity. What does that look like? Elijah is the greatest prophet who always has to scold the people to get back in line with God. What does that look like? That's it. That's Elijah. I've seen pictures of him. He's doing just shaking, wagging that finger. And this is Moses. Of all the great things, he's brought the law down to us, right? He carries the tablets, tells us what the law is and how we need to stick to it. Or, in Sandy's case, how we're not sticking to it. But that's part of her role here. Jesus, Elijah, Moses, these disciples, they're all sleeping. You can just...
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
And then they wake up and they look and they see Jesus shining like the sun, Elijah wagging the finger, and Moses with the law. That's what they see right there. Can you imagine that? Now, what's so weird about that? Well, Elijah and Moses died thousands of years ago, for one thing. And they've never seen Jesus in his full divinity before. They've always seen him in his human form. This is the first and only time that these two brothers, James and John, and their friend Peter, get to see Jesus in full divinity. And it's just these three, the inner circle of Christ's disciples. And there they are, seeing Jesus in his divinity for the first time. All right, you can sit here and you guys can sit here. Can you? Right. But what do we know about the scripture today? Aren't I leaving something out? The story continued. Remember? You guys came down off the mountain. I don't know where you two went. But you guys came down off the mountain. And soon as they come off of that mountaintop experience, back down into, who said it this morning? Reality, like real life. That's interesting, but let's get to real life. Soon as they get back down the mountain, there's a father. A desperate, hurting, scared father who has a son that's been overcome by evil spirits. Darkness. Demons. He has convulsions. He foams at the mouth. The demons are beating him black and blue. What a life. You may know some people caught in a life like that. I was that son. I wasn't on the mountaintop. I wasn't with Peter, James, and John. I didn't see Elijah and Moses. I didn't know the full divinity of Jesus. But when he came back down to walk in our village, he found that son, right? Nobody could help me. And Jesus knew because the man told him, the father said, none of your disciples could help me. And I begged him. I was beyond help. I was that son, beyond help. Evil, demons, spirits, darkness, beaten up, black and blue, tired of it all, struggling, dog paddling as fast as I can, you know, just working hard every day to get to the end of the day and then just kind of wondering if I should thank God I made it or not. And then I went to sleep, just like Peter, James, and John. And I woke up and lived my life all over again like that every day, day in, day out. Never seeing Jesus, never knowing Elijah or Moses, never understanding what God has already done for me. Until one day I was one of them. That's who I was. I was one of them. And something changed. And I saw Jesus for who he really was. And who he really was my friend, my Lord, and my Savior. What he really was real and powerful and present and fully divine and fully human in a spirit form. And he came down off the mountain and he found me. No one else could help me. That was beyond help. And he healed me. And now I see Jesus in his divinity every day. Sometimes Elijah and Moses. Sometimes Abraham. Sometimes you. God's Spirit is everywhere. And I've been awakened. Have you? To see that presence of the Spirit of God in your daily life? God, Jesus came down off the mountaintop and he didn't just heal me and leave. He healed me and called. He sent. He gave me a path. And he brought me, okay, take a breath. Arthur in the Hebrew. But it's because of you. It's because of each and every one of you, and I know that. I know that the Spirit of God is with you. You are the real living presence of the power of the Spirit. I know that's why I'm here, right? I know that when he condemns generations for not getting it, he's looking at us and saying, here, it's been long enough. Now believe. Here, you've waited, and now I've come. Here, I've given you this fallible, fallen son to bring my word. Here I am. He said, in my full divinity. The question is, who am I? I saw that slide many years ago, and without even knowing what it said, I thought, that's me in that picture. The question is, who am I now? Am I a Peter, James, and John of another stripe? Another color, another brand? Or am I still getting beat up black and blue every day? I've put my lot with them. Show them again. I want to see if I'm up there. As I said, if you don't recognize that picture, the man in the middle in the white sheet, that's Howie in college. But we're all up there. Where are you? Who are you? Have you seen Jesus in his full divinity? Because he's come down from the mountaintop. And he's right here at Vine Street in Arthur, Illinois. And guess what? He's ready to go. Are you ready? This is going to be a great Lent. This is going to be exciting. Are you ready? Can you do this? Everybody do this. Now, can you do this? Ah, we're ready. Amen.